It's impossible to say exactly how this coronavirus pandemic will end. What's crucial, though, is finding a vaccine. The good news is that researchers around the world in the public and private sectors are joining forces in this effort. But these things take time, as Rebecca Rossman reports from Paris.
By most estimates, it will be more than a year before we have a vaccine for the new coronavirus, which causes the disease known as COVID-19. It could take around 9 months to develop the vaccine in a lab and then another 9 months to test it out, first in animals, then in humans. That sounds like a while, but according to scientists,
we already see that it's been developed very quickly.
That's Christiana Gurka, the head of vaccine research at the Pasteur Institute in Paris, one of France's leading scientific research centers. In January, the institute appointed Gurka to join its coronavirus task force. They were able to move quickly once researchers in China released the genetic sequence of the virus, the first crucial step in coming up with a vaccine.
And from there, even though the epidemic was still very small, we discussed internally that it would probably be good to start making a vaccine, because the vaccine development in total is so long that if we don't get a head start immediately, then the delay to have a vaccine ready would be even longer.
Gurka's vaccine team is working on what's called a measles vector approach. The main benefit of this is that it's safe and reliable. This method has also been used in clinical trials for vaccines for SARS and Zika.
We already have experience with the technology in humans, so that it was safe, well-tolerated, and immunogenic after just one immunization.
In other words, she means that the vaccine works after just one injection. Gurka's group is one of more than 100 labs across the globe that are racing to develop a vaccine. Many of them are collaborating across national borders and the public and private sectors to speed the process.
This idea of working across borders and across governments is very important.
Bernie Graham is the deputy director of the Vaccine Research Center at the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, NIAID, a part of the U.S. National Health Institute. NIAID has been getting a lot of attention for its partnership with a biotech startup called Moderna. They're working on a vaccine that's moving super fast. Phase 1 trial started earlier this week with a group of 45 healthy people in Seattle who were given test shots. Moderna is using something called mRNA medicine, which delivers instructions to cells in the body to make certain proteins that can fight disease.
But now the question is, what do we have to do to make the more advanced development go rapidly so that we can actually have a vaccine for use within a reasonable amount of time?
For him, reasonable would mean less than 2 years. Back at the Pasteur Institute, I'm in the Vinuzzi lab, run by the virologist Marco Vinuzzi. This scientist is throwing chemicals together in what looks like a high-tech blender. What she's doing is part of the lab's work, tracking the way viruses evolve over time with the hope of advancing vaccine development. But they don't expect any immediate breakthroughs.
We imagine the vast majority of approaches that we try to develop to make vaccines will not work.
Vinuzzi's lab has started preliminary research on a vaccine that would target a number of coronaviruses, not just the one that causes COVID-19. This would be groundbreaking, especially as researchers speculate that current vaccine breakthroughs could become obsolete as the virus evolves.
We can imagine that in 10 years, an entirely different coronavirus will come out for which the current vaccine would not work.
Vinuzzi says for now, the Moderna NIAID vaccine holds the most promise. And he agrees that working together is helping to speed the long process of vaccine development.
In virology, we're such a small community overall that we all know each other around the world. This time with COVID-19, I think, has really been nice to see that there is a much bigger, true collaboration where, whether it's in public health or in the research community, the results are made available as soon as possible. The tools, molecular tools that groups are developing, are being made readily available to other teams.
This is something to take comfort in, he says. The path toward a vaccine against the new coronavirus isn't an arms race, but a true global partnership. For the World, I'm Rebecca Rolsman in Paris.